they're hoping at some point to get me and to beat me. And I realize I'm like, they're just going to fight me until they win. Until they think they win. Until they get some sort of, until I make a mistake or some sort of victory they can claim. And that's, eventually they do claim victory, you know. Usually it's, well, you're just a big jerk, Paul. Well, I never said that. Well, you know what you're saying. They try to find some moral character flaw with me. At the same time, they say, oh, there's no right, you can't be righteous. And then they look for character flaws in me that they can point out. And it's always a false accusation, by the way. My faults, I've always admitted. The thing is, the people who come against me are not picking on the proper faults. They don't know what my true faults are, apparently, because they haven't listened to me teach. They haven't listened to my confession or read it. Otherwise, then they'd know what the things are that are faulty with me. It's funny like that. You know, they want to accuse me of things that I'm not guilty of. Paul, you're proud, this, that, that, blah, blah, blah. Your true character always comes out. I hope he's listening. Yeah. You, Bob. Unto the pure, all names are... I'm sorry. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Under the pure, all things are pure. You know, there's a. If you take that out of context, you can really mess yourself up. Under the pure, marijuana is pure. Under the pure, getting drunk is pure. Under the pure, fornication is pure. All things are pure after all, right? What does he mean then? Obviously, that's not what he had in mind, right? Under the pure, they can do whatever they want. No, what it means is those who have purity, everything they do is pure because pureness is coming out of them. I mean, everything is pure to me because I only seek things which are pure because I'm pure. You know, out of a pure heart, if you're acting out of a pure heart, everything you do and ask after is pure. You know what I mean? It's not, see, if you were to say, oh, well, unto the pure, I can look at naked pictures. And that's pure. Well, when you start, when you look at impure things, the act of seeking out impure images shows that you don't have pureness. Because of your pureness, you wouldn't do that. See, when you have purity, you don't do impure things. So everything to you is pure because you're always doing, because you're pure. I hope I'm trying to make that clear. It's because out of a pure heart, you're doing all the things you do. Not that you're ignorantly doing wicked things and thinking to yourself, I'm still pure because, you know. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. Even that's why I say that, you know, people say, well, Paul, why are you against all the teachers? Don't we all preach Jesus? No, because they're unbelieving of the true gospel, so nothing they do is pure. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. You have a little false doctrine, it makes your whole ministry false and corrupt and impure. Their mind and their conscience is defiled. Dirty, marred. They profess that they know God. I know God. I know. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Have you trusted in him for your personal salvation? But in works they deny him. How do you deny the Lord in your works? By being a fornicator, by being lusting after evil things, by being a gluttonous person, by being a drunkard. By following after the things. Because look at, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we do those things, we're denying the Lord. That's why Jesus says, they're going to say to him, "Oh Lord, have we done all these things and these wonderful works in your name?" And he says, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Because works of iniquity deny the Lord, and he will deny us. If we deny him before men, and he will deny us before his Father and before the angels. Because, in him is righteousness. In him is no sin. We got to be in him. That's why, and people get angry. Were you righteous? I was like, well, you know what? I don't count myself to have attained yet. But I know this, that's what the gospel teaches, okay? And if God wants to, if he wants me to just make an example of me, of how someone can preach the gospel and still be destroyed, well, that is his business. I don't deserve eternal life, I know. But I believe the promises of God, and that those things are for me, and that I can attain those things by his power, not by my own works. Again, not because of works of righteousness which I have done, but because of his power. It's not that he saves me because I'm righteous. It's because he saves me. I'm righteous. Salvation creates righteousness and godliness. It makes us unto every good work, not reprobate, but ready unto every good work. You know, ready, instant, to every good work. In every season, instead of being abominable, which is detestable or disgusting, disobedient, which is literally apithos, you know, it's the opposite, it's like anti-faith, faithless. Every good, you know, they don't, like I said, they cut off, they divorce themselves from the promises of God. No one can be perfect. No one can be without sin. You're just barking up the wrong tree. Yeah, I don't believe that. Well, you know you're divorcing. You're like as if Abraham had divorced himself from Sarah before Isaac was born. Or refused to lay with her. But if God has truly chosen you, he won't let you do that. He's going to bring this kind of a word to you. The word that I teach. And you will believe it. And you will receive the promises of God. This is true. Have faith in it. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will come. Though it tarry, it will come.